The Lord be with you.
And your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their boats were filling. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled the boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
What can I offer to the Lord to make him happy? What can I offer to the Lord to please him? If I give him the best of my house, he may not take it. If I give him the best of my cars, he may not take it. A loving heart, a precious heart, a humble heart, a loving heart I will give. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. My dear friends in Christ, there was this article I read written by Ricky Warden. The caption of this article is, "In the garden of grace, even the broken trees bear fruit." In the garden of grace, even the broken trees bear fruit. The reason why he wrote this article was about the death of his son. His son was so much loved by so many people. When he was alive, he spent his time bringing those who wanted to commit suicide, and he talked to them, and most of them changed and returned back to God. So many young men and women through his preaching, they abandoned their old lives and gave their lives to Christ. But at the end, this young man himself committed suicide. And after the funeral celebration, he received about 5,000 letters from people. They were touched by the son. And after reading all these letters, he wrote this article, "In the Garden of Grace, Even the Broken Tree Bears Fruit." My dear friends in Christ, all of us, we are sinners, we are broken. But Jesus is inviting all of us. He is calling us to become his disciple. No matter how sinful we seem to be, no matter how dirty we think that we are, Jesus is calling you today. He wants you to come and spend time. He wants you to accept his invitation to become his disciple. He wants you to remember that what he needs from you is your accessibility, making ourselves accessible, and he will transform us. In today's first reading, we heard how Isaiah was called. He was a man of unclean lips. But when he encountered God in an extraordinary way, he exclaimed, "Oh, I cannot do it. I'm a man of unclean lips." But God cleansed him, and he became a new person. In the first reading, St. Paul says the same thing. We know the story of Paul. Before his conversion, he was Saul. And when he was Saul, he was killing Christians. He was a persecutor of Christians. Until the very fateful day, God arrested him after his encounter. And from that moment, his life changed. Because it is no more Paul, but it is Jesus walking through Paul. And among all the apostles and disciples, he was the one that wrote the highest number of books. He wrote about 12 books in the Bible. This was someone who was killing Christians. But because when God called him, he said yes. He made himself available. God transformed him, and he became a disciple of Christ. In the gospel of today, we saw how Jesus, when he started to recruit those who will be with him, those who will walk with him, we saw how he called Simon. And when we think about this story, when Jesus told Simon, "Now put out your net," Simon said, "But we have toiled all night and we couldn't catch anything. But because you have said so, I will do it." And the moment Simon did what Jesus told him to do, he was amazed. Simon did not say, "Oh, what are you trying to tell me? I've been doing this since I was a little boy." I know the time that I can catch fish and not. Why are you disturbing me? He didn't say so. But he said, because you have said so. Humility, obedience to the word of God. So when we give God our humble hearts, he will take our hearts, he will transform us, and we become someone greater. When we give God our loving hearts, he will receive our hearts, he will transform our hearts, and we will become people greater. So today, my dear friends in Christ, Jesus is calling us in our different ways, in our different families, he is inviting us. He wants us to become his disciples. At the end of the gospel we read, the moment Simon and his brothers encountered Jesus, they left everything and followed him. By leaving everything, they left their old life. He is calling us today to abandon our old lives and answer his call. Do not think that, oh, you are the worst sinner. Do not think that, oh, you cannot do it. Remember that it is not you. It is him doing it through you. Always remember, God does not call the equipped. He equips those he calls. He needs our availability. If we make ourselves available, he will transform us, he will renew us, and he will use us as his instruments. Let us pray in this Mass for the grace to say yes to this invitation, for the grace to accept this calling, for the grace to make ourselves available to the Holy Spirit. If we do that, the Holy Spirit will transform our lives and we will become people that are greater. We will become instruments of God. My dear friends in Christ, today also we'll be having together a mission collection. So these envelopes, we can see that in our pews. I now invite you to please pick one envelope, open it, write down your pledge or whatever you want to give. If you have a check, this is the time you pick up the envelope. Whatever you want to give, please do. Jesus invites us today to help our brothers and sisters in need, to help those parishes that need us. It is a way also to answer this call. He has blessed us in so many ways. He has given us tremendous gifts. Let us share those gifts with our brothers and sisters in need. There are some schools that are not able to take care of paying the teachers and other things. So our donations will go a long way in helping those children to acquire good education. And our goal this year is $241,018. So let us have that in mind as we make our pledges and also as we do our donations. May God continue to bless us as we support his church, as we support those in need. And may he always replenish our purse. Whatever we donate will never go in vain. He will repay us back.